Madonna, and that was the first choice of David Tennant. So, Sexual Awakening then.
Touched for the very first time. Long before I was touched by the very first for the very first time.
Who was your first love?
My first love was Madonna.
And your first real love?
Oh,
because I doubt that she reciprocated. Your first kiss?
My first kiss was with Melanie Hughes in primary 6 or 7, I think it was. Yeah, Melanie was quite cool. I was amazed.
You did well, did you?
Really well. Although she didn't, it didn't last. She two-timed me.
Did she really? With who? Do you remember the boy's name?
Kenneth McMahon.
You do remember?
I do. Kenneth McMahon. If you're listening, Kenneth, I've never forgiven you.
Do you remember the first lines that you did in Doctor Who? The first day when you were shooting?
Yeah, the first day I was shooting was me on my own in the studio finishing off the first series, because the first series had been shot and was in the can, and then it was decided that it was going ahead and I was coming in, so we had to go and do a little, my half of the regeneration, which was, new teeth is the bit that I always remember. There's a bit before that, though, isn't there? And I can't believe
it. Barcelona?
No, that's how it finishes. Oh, new teeth, that's weird. But I say something just before that.
Everyone will be emailing and texting in straight away now telling you.
It's John Barrowman.
Hi,
your
John.
Your sat-nav voice for this road trip into the space-time continuum.
Right. He's doing sound effects now.
Amazing. I think he's got something else to say.
Turn right at the next planetary junction. And while you're there, David, could you please tell the story about the problem the Doctor and Jack have with their coats when they run? And by the way, who wins those races?
John, you know you're going to lose if you start that one up. John and I both have long coats. To be honest, when they asked me to do Doctor Who, one of the first things I said after I stopped laughing at the impossibility of it all was, can I have a really long coat? And indeed I did. And John has quite a long coat as Captain Jack. And when we do running down corridor acting, which does happen now and again in Doctor Who, we both have to guard against what I call nappy coat, which is where if you're running with a long coat, it flaps up between your legs and wraps itself round your upper thigh, which doesn't look cool. And also makes running quite difficult, but more importantly, doesn't look cool. It's not
cool.
It's not what a Time Lord wants.
Not really, not really. And who wins those races?
I do.
Okay, fine.
Of course I do.
Right, we're on our trip. We're in our magical kind of submarine.
He comes up with, come up with an excuse. So like, oh, I had the hand in my backpack and that slowed me down. Or, oh, I didn't want to run ahead of you because, you know, the Doctor's going to be first. I win.
Wrong turn.
Tell us about the process of stopping being the Doctor.
It was a kind of slowly evolving realisation that it was the right time. Suddenly, the realisation that it would come to an end felt quite scary.
Scary in what way?
Well, just because it had been such a big deal. It was so popular. The idea of walking away from something that's working and thriving is quite difficult to do. But at the same time, I think that's the time to do it. Take a deep breath and go, challenge yourself, be a bit brave about it. Because otherwise I'd have just stayed forever.
Oi, Tennant, it's Barrowman here. And you seem to be not following directions very well, so all the next ones are going to be done in your native tongue. Wrong turn! No, shut it and recalculate your route.
What's been your favourite? I know you get asked this all the time, but bear with us. Favourite episode of Doctor Who that you've done?
I don't have a favourite.
Really?
You've asked me this question before and you know I didn't answer it then.
Yeah. Okay, so villain, is there a favourite villain?
No.
The Master must come close.
Well, the Master's pretty great. And when you see the Master returning at Christmas, as he is going to do, dear listener.
You get to see, because at the end of the episode, which goes out tonight. I've already seen it and it is very special.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant. It's very, very scary. Yeah. The monsters are so original when we're watching it. That was quite striking.
Absolutely. But also where the character goes is quite new.
Exactly,
it?
Yeah. Towards the end, the last kind of 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Takes your breath away, doesn't it?
Totally, really does.
And that all sort of sets up where we're going at Christmas as well.
And then you get to see a trailer of what happens at Christmas and see the Master.
Yeah.
At the next junction, go a wee bit forward.
What should we play next?
Well, as we're in the Yellow Submarine, what I'm listening to at the moment is the Beatles. I'm listening to loads of the Beatles because all their stuff has recently been remastered. And I've always felt slightly like I'm not as into the Beatles as I should be. And I went into a record store in London and they were all there on a display, all the remastered Beatles albums. And I thought, oh, I should stock up. I've only ever had Sgt. Pepper and the White Album.
Yeah.
So I stocked up. And I've been kind of gorging on the Beatles, and I'm loving it. And the two that I'm playing most is Help and Magical Mystery Tour.
Okay.
So seeing as we're in the Yellow Submarine going to Australia, we should probably play Magical Mystery Tour.
Sounds right. Let's do it.